A playlist original.
Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we review the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is MeToo.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching I Love That For You on Showtime.
Aw, it's like you're saying that to me. So stay tuned to find out what MeToo purchased from a home shopping network.
I will think about that and see if there's any real answer. So, Beej, why don't you let us know what's going on the show?
I Love That For You is a new comedy series on Showtime that is actually created and executively produced by Vanessa Bayer, who stars the lead character, Joanna Gold. She is an aspiring home shopping channel host. In this world, it's called SVN. And Vanessa Bayer has actually incorporated some of her own personal experiences with childhood leukemia. So her character, Joanna, also dealt with childhood cancer and incorporates that into having a successful career?
It's dark-sided, but it's very funny.
So, Meju, what were your first impressions of Joanna's bold choices in her office environment?
So, I think that the spoiler you're referring to is in the premise of the show, but we can just hint at it. Vanessa Bayer is, as you said, herself a survivor of childhood cancer. And she said that she created this show because of how, as a young person, she was able to lean into the quote-unquote cancer excuse. And so we see her potentially revert to those habits as an adult in Joanna, really desperately wanting this job at SVN. And while it seems funny and potentially selfish and dark and all of these things, we also know, because of how much time they spent introducing us to Joanna in this first episode, that it's rooted in this trauma that she experienced, that she had childhood cancer, and a comfort watch for her was this channel, was Jackie Stilton, played by Molly Shannon, who is still there and she looks up to her, and Jackie sold Joanna the bracelet that she still wears today.
That was very touching to see how SVN helped her through her experience in the hospital, and that also gave us a sense of why it's so important to her. Her parents are still very parental to her, even though it's been 20 years. And she really hasn't had anyone else to just let her be herself. And she feels like SVN is her happy place. This can be her home.
I will say, though, that I can't tell if we got too much or too little Joanna, in the sense that I loved the scenes where we started to peel the layers a bit, but did it take away from some of the juice from the other characters? Because it is a really stacked cast.
I agree. It's hard to determine if they found that right balance. They have a really unique setup with the shopping channel. I think a solid cast. There's the question with Joanna's character. While we literally saw her from childhood to adulthood, meeting different people, going on dates, it still feels like we're missing something. And I also can't put my finger on it.
Almost feels like a sketch, and that feels unfair because Vanessa Bayer is probably constantly filtered through this lens of SNL, but it really did feel like a character and less someone we will follow throughout a show.
True. It definitely felt like whenever she wasn't having truly emotional scenes, there are scenes where she bonds with other characters like Jackie, but outside of that, Joanna doesn't feel real enough, and I think that can take you out of it.
Yeah, that's what it is, that she almost feels temporary, except, to your point, when she has these smaller scenes where you get to know her better, and specifically the chemistry between Vanessa Bayer and Molly Shannon is a 10 out of 10, and I loved getting to know Joanna through the lens of this conversation that she had with Jackie as Jackie was helping her learn how to sell on this shopping network.
Yeah, that was a really cute mentor-mentee situation. And I have to admit, I even like seeing Aiden Maieri as Beth, who plays the pretty stereotypical mean girl. Even though we've seen that type of character before it was fun to see how Joanna reacts to that, where maybe she doesn't completely see that she's being bullied.
Yeah, these people are definitely her best friends, or at least future best friends.
That's what we want, though. Heartwarming friendships, right? Maybe?
I know that that's what she probably wants desperately. To your point, she has had this arrested development because of this trauma she experienced as a child. And so she really needs to make friends independently. She literally, prior to SVN, worked in the same place as her dad and lives with her parents, like you said. So it's time for her to break out and spread her wings and fly like a butterfly.
And I don't know if she's doing that the best way possible. But before we get into the darker part of this show, how about we take a break and hear a word from our sponsor?
Let's do it.
So recently, I started taking this new supplement, AG1, because I wanted to see what all the hype was about.
Oh, okay. And tell me more about it. What's in it?
AG1, made by Athletics Greens, has 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens.
Okay, that's a lot of big words, but they all sound very good for you. How does it taste, though? Are you like chewing grass, or how does it work?
Good question. You'll be pleased to hear it has a mild tropical taste.
Okay, like a casual fruit snack?
Exactly, but with vitamins.
And how much does it cost?
Less than $3 a day.
Ooh. Okay, so less than like a cold brew habit.
You know it. It fits in your budget.
Has this been reviewed online? Are other people checking this out? What about this hype?
Smart. Get a second opinion. You want to hear from more than just me. And Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. And I think it would be great for our listeners to check it out.
Nice. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Nice. And back to something not so nice. How do you feel about Joanna taking advantage of her history and experience as a cancer survivor?
I think that that was, to steal what you said while we were watching it together, the twist this show needed. It just needed something to push it over the edge and make room for more comedy. You know, this is a really interesting setting already to have a comedy. And then with this dark element of her lying to her coworkers in order to stay on air, that will make for really good, cringy, uncomfortable, but in a good way, moments.
Yes, that's a good description. Very uncomfortable, but you also want to keep watching, even though you're scared and worried how far she's going to take this whole lie.
Scared and worried is exactly how I felt at the end. I would be remiss not to mention some of the other wonderful cast members, which I think will make this twist so good. So the boss of the network, the CEO, is Patricia, played by Miss Icon, Queen, legend of the high kick, Jennifer Lewis. And it is so funny to see her just cussing and being super edgy and running this tight ship, especially because our most recent reference for Jennifer Lewis is several seasons as a fun grandma on Black-ish. And so now we're getting to see her be almost like Jackie's back Jennifer Lewis. That's a deep cut for the real Jennifer Lewis hive. So it's really cool to see her in this role. And I loved seeing her chemistry with Matt Rogers, who plays Darcy Leeds. And he is sort of like her number 2/right hand at SVN.
Now, of all of these people at SVN, who do you think will be the first one to inevitably find out about Joanna's secret?
Ooh, I wonder if it's going to be her producer, Bina, played by Poonam Patel, because Bina is in her ears. So I wonder if Joanna will like say something to herself unintentionally and Bina will overhear it and have to keep that secret for her. Or she also bonded with this stage manager, Jordan, played by Paul James, And they had such a cute chemistry. And I wonder if maybe she will accidentally reveal to him thinking that they're besties and she can tell him anything. What about you?
That's what I was thinking with Jordan. I saw their friendship relationship starting to come together. And I feel like maybe if they start hanging out or talking outside of work, that will be a situation where Joanna might slip something about not being cancer patient anymore.
I wonder if we'll see it come out and we'll see that her career doesn't suffer because people love mess.
Oh, or she becomes such a great host that they would never consider firing her.
That's the other thing. She gets nervous. She gets in her head. It's definitely a unique situation to try to talk while someone is yelling in your ear about product inventory and things at the same time. But we do see that she finds a rhythm. So she just didn't quite find it in time and pulled out this cancer card, unfortunately. So I'm also curious to see how she'll grow in this and become even better at it, but have this secret also growing.
Exactly. She just needed a second chance.
Or like fifth. What's a second among friends? Like that's all she needed was just a little more tries at it. So will you try this show a few more times, Beach? Do you want to watch more episodes of I Love That For You on Showtime?
I think I'm going to watch this show casually. I do want to watch Joanna's journey. I want to see how long she can keep up this lie. And I kind of want to see more of the other hosts and what they are up to.
Same. This cast is so stacked that I can't help but want to stick around. So even though this pilot, in my opinion, could have been much stronger, if you are someone who loves comedies, especially the comedians featured in this show like I do, then I would recommend watching again casually. That's what I'm going to do because I am curious to see where this mess goes. And again, despite not the strongest plot, this is just such a cast that I can't turn away after this first episode.
Okay, so back to my question from the beginning. I'm going to tweak it a little bit to make it easier for you. What product have you ever seen on one of these shopping channels that you were tempted to buy, not one you necessarily purchased?
Yes, because when home shopping was probably at its peak, I did not have purchasing power. But I remember like late night Nickelodeon, by that I mean it was probably 6 p.m., watching the commercials for, were they called Discovery Books, BJ?
Like animal ones?
I wanted those so badly. I remember there was like a zebra book or something. I wanted that more than I wanted to breathe. I wanted those books so badly. And then I wanted, it looked like a sponge and you could dip it in paint and make, or chalk or something, and it makes multiple colors at the same time.
I don't think I remember that one.
You don't remember the sponges that you dip them in like different color paint and then you could make a rainbow, for example, with one fell swoop?
It sounds like something young me too would want.
I wanted that so badly. The other thing I really wanted was the Light Bright.
Oh, I had a Light Bright.
So that one I eventually ended up getting and I played with it and it was fun at first, but I just begged my mom for it so much that I knew I had to, speaking of Joanna, I had to sell it because I was probably done with it after like a couple times. There's only so many times that that's interesting. And I just remember having to be like,
Love me some Light Bright.
Light it up, Mom. Let's do this again. Like, I just remember having to act like I still really, really liked it. It's just like when I begged my mom for Pokemon cards and then I got them and I was like, I didn't know what to do with them.
Like, I'm done. I'll just put these down now.
I just put them in a binder, called it a day. I even gave away some at school if I had multiple of the same one. My mom found out about that, got very upset with me. So, yeah, I was actually taken by many things on TV.
Well, now you're old enough that you can buy these things.
That's true. Except I don't. I don't really buy a lot of stuff.
You still buy books. That has not changed.
That's true. Though, for fellow Book Hive members who spend way too much money on books, which I used to, so many public libraries have ebooks. So you can both rent books from the library, physical copies, but you can also get like up to 8 books or 10 books at a time from your library. That's what I use through ebook lending.
That's The only way I read books now.
It's a delight. So where can people find more episodes of the Pilot Podcast where we talk about shows and not reading?
Yes. If you're more interested in watching TV shows and listening to us talk about them, head to our website at thepilotpodcast.com and be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform.
You can also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at thepilotpod. And you can send thoughts, feelings, show recommendations, because every other week we do a show recommended by you, our wonderful listener, to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.